"Eric Sacra, my systems generalist," André Duchamp said. "Eric is an excellent engineer. Surely you don't question my judgment when it comes to my own crew." There was just enough hint of anger to make Lance Coulson shift round in his seat. "No, of course not." "Excellent!" André Duchamp was all smiles again. He clapped Lance Coulson on the back, winning a sickly smile, and pushed a glass of Montbard brandy over the scratched aluminium slab to him. "So, what have you got for me?" "A cargo of microfusion generators," he said softly. "So, tell me more." The civil servant rolled the stem of his glass between his thumb and finger, not looking at the captain. "$100,000. He slid his Francisco Finance credit disc across the table. "You jest," André Duchamp said. There was a dangerous glint to his eyes. "There were questions last time. I'm not doing this again." "You are not doing it this time, at that price. If I had that kind of money, do you think I would be here crawling to a tax-money leech like you?" Bev Lennon put a restraining hand on Duchamp's shoulder. "Easy," he said smoothly. "Look, we're all here because money is tight, right? We can certainly pay you a quarter of that figure in advance." Lance Coulson picked up his credit disc and stood up. "I see I have been wasting my time." "Thank you for the information," Eric said in a loud voice. Lance Coulson gave him a frightened look. "What?" "That's going to be enormously useful to us. How would you like to be paid? Cash or commodities?" "Shut up. Sit down and stop fucking about." He sat, checking the rest of the tables with twitchy glances. "We want to buy, you want to sell," Eric said. "So let's stop the drama queen tactics, assume you've shown us what a tough negotiator you are, and we're all shitting bricks. Now, what's your price? And be realistic. There are other flight controllers." He overcame his agitation for just long enough to shoot Eric a look of 100% hatred. $30,000. "Agreed," André Duchamp said immediately. He held out his Jovian bank disc. Lance Coulson gave a last furtive glance round before shoving his own disc in André's direction. "Merci, Lance." André's grin was scathing as he received the datavised flight vector. The four crewmen watched the civil servant retreating and laughed. Eric was congratulated for calling the other man's bluff, Bev Lennon fetching him half a litre of imported Lübeck beer. "You had me panicking," the wiry fusion specialist protested as he dropped the tankards down on their table. Eric took a sip of the icy beer. "I had me panicking." It was going well. They accepted him. Reservations, and he knew some still had them, were fading, breaking down. He was becoming one of the lads. Along with Bev Lennon and Desmond Lefoe, the ship's node specialist, a brawny 2-meter-tall bear of a man, Eric spent the next 10 minutes talking trivia, while André Duchamp sat back with a blank expression, reviewing the vector he had just bought. "I don't see any problem," the captain announced eventually. "If we use a Sacramento orbit to jump from, we can rendezvous any time in the next 6 days. 55 hours from now would be the ideal." His voice trailed off. Eric turned to follow his gaze. 5 men, wearing copper-colored one-piece ship suits, walked into the Catalina bar. Hassan Rawand caught sight of André Duchamp as he was about to sit at the bar. He tapped Shane Brands, the Deckel's fusion engineer, on the side of his arm and flicked a finger in the direction of the master of Villeneuve's Revenge. His other 3 crew members, Ian O'Flaherty, Harry Levine and Stafford Charlton, caught the gesture and turned to look. The 2 crews regarded each other with mutual hostility and antagonism. Hassan Rawand walked over to the window booth table, his crew right behind him. "André," he said, with mock civility, "so nice to see you. I trust you have brought my money. 800,000, wasn't it? And that's before interest. It has been 17 months, after all." André Duchamp gazed straight ahead, his hands cupping his beer tankard. "I owe you no money," he said darkly. I think you do. Cast your mind back. You were carrying plutonium initiators from Sar Bayer to the Isolo system.